This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more. So get it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in. This dog house here is mighty small, but it's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Monday, March 20th, 2000.
Drag it on.
And 17, if you go to drudgereport.com, you can see the headline right in the middle column. It's been there since yesterday afternoon. NSA documents prove surveillance of Trump and his family. Bombshell discovery shows targets of NSA's Project Dragnet. That's an admitted illegal project. And now we've gotten basically the indexes of it, or our sources have. It's Sheriff Joe Arpaio's cold case posse. He's had this for 2 years. He, of course, is now out of office as of last year, voted out of office. And so that information has now been put out via Infowars.com because the feds, obviously under Obama, did nothing. Well, there's a new sheriff in town in D.C., and this information is out. Trump talked last week about soon you'll see evidence of NSA spying, and this goes back, as far as Obama's concerned, 8 years. 8 years. But isn't it interesting? DrudgeReport.com, the biggest news site in the world, hands down, second largest website in the world, period, after MSN. Top linked in the corner last night. Then it moved down this morning to the middle column. NSA documents, surveillance on Trump family, more. Project Dragnet. You'd think MSM would at least come out and say it wasn't true, kind of like when we got the Mayak reports from the state police and then from federal marshals, another copy from a different division, because they were all different variants, depending on who they were sent to. And for a week, the media ignored it. Then they said it was fake. Then they said, okay, it's real. Well, of course it was real. I didn't just get it from my sources and believe it. I also called the phone numbers on there. And the FBI is like, you're not supposed to have that. Where are you? And then I had little arguments about it. I said, it's already out. I already have it. It's ready to be published, and I'm publishing it right now. So there you go. NSA documents, surveillance on Trump family, more. Project Dragnet. And you know they've been scurrying around since yesterday afternoon trying to figure out how to respond to this. NSA documents prove surveillance of Donald Trump and his family. Guess what's going up in the next hour? We've talked to Sheriff Arpaio because this deals with him and a lot more. He's going to kind of recuse himself at this point and stay out of it and let the press deal with it. But we do have his former chief deputy on the cold case posse joining us coming up. That's not the only exclusive information, ladies and gentlemen. Roger Stone gave me this information this morning, and it is the Senate letter. I have so much in front of me that I can't find it now. Will you reprint me the Senate letter, please? Put it on screen. Thank you. And Roger Stone is going to be joining us coming up. He just had to dodge a bunch of reporters at his house. He's going into the studio office right now. He's on with us in 15 minutes. And we have, of course, the exclusive Senate letter that you see in the press today, where he is being ordered to preserve all his information pertaining to any contacts with the Russians. Of course, there was a hit and run. I found it. There was a hit and run last week. T-boning him. He was poisoned with polonium before that. They want him dead before these Senate hearings begin. I hope three isn't the charm and they try to kill him a third time, but here it is. This is the U.S. Senate. Roger Stone. Maybe I should cover up his home address that's on there. He just told me to put the thing out, but let's actually black that out before we do that. Things are moving really, really quick here, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, this is real news. This is the tip of the spear. It's why we're under attack more than anybody. And if it wasn't for Drudge Report, most folks wouldn't even know about this story the media once blacked out.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are. It's Monday, March 20th, 2017. I'm coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide. I'm Alex Jones with my amazing crew and, of course, the wonderful listeners and viewers who are the heart of the rebellion against globalism that is sweeping the planet. But the elites are striking back against our nationalist president, who's already put $3 trillion in the stock market thanks to the confidence he's created. And it had the best small jobs and small business recovery since 1984. It has destroyed the TPP, their global government pyramid capstone. And they are in full piranha swarm attack mode. Gallup is back to fake polls. They have key demographics, key phone numbers they can call, where they can produce any numbers they want. Does anybody believe that Trump has fallen from 56 down to 37 in a national poll? No. They've waited a few months, still oversampling Democrats and others. Then they call up with leading questions and make the president look bad, trying to stall him. Just like I told you, the polls were fake during the election, and exactly what I told you turned out to be accurate, because it's well known. I talked to people in the polling industry. I talked to the highest levels of the government. I talked to high-level Republicans, Democrats, you name it. We've never seen such unified fraud in an election by the pollsters, but that's what happened here. We've seen a lot of corruption, but it's unprecedented. So they're back just with a full press attack, trying to create the illusion that Trump's on the rocks, trying to create a bandwagon effect. And, Mr. President, I know you were busy trying to turn the economy back on and save the republic and trying to rebuild our nation's borders and defenses. You've done an incredible job at 60 days in. But, Mr. President, you're under full soft coup attack. I, of course, coined that term in the modern parlance. Limbaugh's picked up on that because that's what it is. There is a ongoing opposition party, globalist media collaborator combine that is openly probing the White House defenses, that is openly getting the blueprints to Trump Tower, that is openly training to smuggle bombs in. That's been confirmed today. We're going to be covering that. You have to go on the offense. You have to go on the offense now. You can't take Congress to play, the bowl at the White House. You can't be nice to everybody and just say, can't we have American prosperity again and just try to be normal? These are scum. They don't want to place the table. They want to destroy the country. They're parasites. They're trash. They're control freaks. And you've got to go on the offense about Hillary and the Democrats who have been openly on the communist Chinese payroll. I know a lot of Republicans have. Burn them all. You haven't. You're aware of the takeover. The intelligence agencies are. The country's hanging by a thread before the election and still is. And everybody's gone to sleep. I kept telling you day one, the war just started. This country is in incredibly dire straits. So is the world. Kim Jong-un has said he will turn the U.S. into ashes. Said if one shot gets fired, he's going to nuke Seoul, South Korea, Tokyo, Japan, and claims he can hit the United States. And, of course, Tillerson, with the talk of this already last week, now it's intensified, said, okay, we may have the first strike. We start loading atomic weapons onto those missiles. And the videos that they put of him, Kim Jong-un, this total wimp, all walking tough with all his generals behind him, when he's a total parasite, the definition of pathetic evil. The absolute definition of a cult, a country run by a psycho cult of loons, feeding on their poor people. This is government worship at its most disgusting, at its peak. Roger Stone's joining us for the next 5-10 minutes. He had to leave his home and go to his studio. He was mobbed by reporters trying to get out of his house, didn't talk to him. And he's going to his office studios to give us the exclusive, the Senate committee this morning, over and over again, Roger Stone, connections to Russia, Roger Stone. He's been hit with polonium. He got T-boned by a car in a hit-and-run last week, hitting right in the door where he was in the passenger side. It's now been covered by mainstream media. They don't want him alive. They want to just demonize him. We've got Comey refusing to answer questions about Roger Stone and Russia's possible ties. Now, let's continue here. Here is the letter that he got, the exclusive committee letter that you hear about in the news, where they're saying that Stone needs to keep all Russia-related material. So he's going to give us that exclusively here. We're going to break it down coming up as soon as he joins us. But this is truly an incredible time to be alive. Now, let's get to the story that is only on DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com. There's an absolute news blackout on this. You've got these agencies that are illegally spying on the American people for decades, intensifying it, major corporations like Google, probably beyond the NSA spying, driving around with their mobile cars, breaking into people's wireless and stealing their passcodes. That's all come out in the news. Robot cars driving around with camera snorkels, scanning your house, but also grabbing your passwords and breaking into your computer. This is the mega massive level of garbage that we're talking about. Now, as you can see, we're getting Roger Stone hooked up on Skype right now, but I want to get a clearer image. We should probably try to reconnect with him. This is a war, folks. This isn't radio. This isn't TV. This is the defense of the republic, point blank, against the globalists. We all need your prayers. We need your support. You notice we're in the focal point. I'm in these NSA documents being surveilled. My private office is being surveilled. Trump Tower is being surveilled. The only place you're going to see it is Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com. The only place with the courage to cover these documents. NSA documents prove surveillance of Donald Trump and his family. Bombshell discovery shows targets of NSA Project Dragnet. Almost everything I talk about is in the news within hours. Media Matters within hours. Democratic Party funded within hours. Their institutions are after us. This came out yesterday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Zero coverage as of showtime 15 minutes ago, as a broadcast kickoff. Zero. We have the documents. This comes from a federal court cases. And this is what Arpaio and detectives have been working on, and they gave this to the feds years ago from their own investigation and a Snowden-like whistleblower that came to them with, of course, the founder of Judicial Watch, Larry Klayman. And that's also the only other place we're having any of this is Newsmax. They've got a report on Klayman's investigation. I forgot to have you guys print that for me with this whistleblower, but not these particular documents. But this is so big. But what's bigger is the total silence as they figure out how to spin this, how they turn, as they figure out how to lie about this, if they have to. If they have to. They're hoping that everybody just ignores it and ignores DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com, and they're hoping that everybody's so compartmentalized and so tribal, like Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or anybody else, that they don't go cover this. Just like they hope with the Mayak report, where the feds were trying to go after the veterans and gun owners. No, that was a real report. They had to admit it, but it took over a week. This has to come out today while Comey is up there in front of the Intelligence Committee in the Senate. And they're talking about Roger Stone, and he three times refuses to not say, we're going to play this coming up after Roger leaves us. Three times they refuse to say whether Stone is a person of interest as a Russian agent or not. Total bull. Even though the Senate committee and the House committee have also come out and said, so far, no evidence. But they keep repeating the lie and then saying no evidence of Trump being spied on, even though the New York Times admitted it four times. I'd said three. It was four times the week of January 20th, saying specifically they were spying on him. So the man of the month, the man of the year here, the guy they chose to pick out as the bad guy, that he's been hit with polonium. They tried to kill him in a hit and run last week. Classic CIA style. And now here he is. I mean, it's like we're living in an action-adventure movie, but it's real. And we've got breaking in the next 15 minutes at Infowars.com. The next 15 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. More documents on Arpaio and his case being spied on by Obama. Total felony criminal action with the documents, with the surveillance information on his home, his office, on the sheriff by Obama during the court case. So, unprecedented. Roger Stone, thank you for joining us. This is just a whirlwind of information breaking right now.
Alex, it's been quite a morning, to say the least. As you know, I received a formal letter from the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee via email very late Thursday. They said they've been trying to mail it to me for a month, but couldn't find my address. That gives one pause about the committee that's supposed to be overseeing our out-of-control intelligence services. Once again, I hear my name dragged through the mud at this morning's hearings, but I assure you that any inference that my interaction, as brief and limited as it was, and now fully and completely disclosed, does not constitute collusion based on facts, timeline, and so on. So once I have the opportunity, I will lay that timeline out for the Senate or the House. But I want public hearings. I don't want this behind closed doors. This chairman, the ranking member, Adam Schiff, maligns me. A member of the committee, Swalwell from California, they hide behind their congressional immunity, implying that my brief and now public and one-time communications with Crucifer 2, a man who may or may not be a Russian asset, just because the intelligence agencies say he is does not make it.
Roger, I understand you keep putting your case out, which is a fact.
It's innocuous. It's benign. So this is a headshot. It's a takedown because I was an MVP, as you were in the election.
And that's what Media Matters internal.
Their combine.
And that's what Media Matters internal reports that Project Veritas got out show. They're working with the White House. They're working with Hillary. They're working with CNN to block Roger Stone, the MVP, to demonize him, to attack him. And then meanwhile, of course, we're all trying to talk to WikiLeaks. CNN talks to him. So does Fox News. Of course, we're trying to talk to Guccifer 2.0. I've had media call me for years saying, do you know Guccifer? And we've got emails of people claiming they're Guccifer, probably the FBI. Of course, as media outlets, we try to talk to people. But the point is that they've got you in a public chat room congratulating Guccifer 2.0 for having their account restored. So that's the proof you're a Russian agent. Meanwhile, they admit that there's no real connection to you, Trump or Flynn, to any of the Russians. All they have is Flynn lining up a phone call, which he was supposed to do once the president was elected.
Well, and my exchange with Guccifer is almost 6 weeks after the public release of the Wiki documents, which I am purported to have colluded with him to leak.
Off air, you've told me you're angry, Roger Stone. You're sick of it. You use some fine language. You want in front of these cowards, these scumbags. You tell me you wish you could sue them if they didn't have immunity. I mean, you're pissed. You're a red-blooded American that served this country in a great fashion for decades. So repeat what you told me off air directly to these scumbag faces. Go ahead.
Look, yesterday Chairman Schiff was all over saying the information regarding Russian collusion was circumstantial. So don't malign me in hearings, but then not afford me the opportunity to respond in the same forum. That would be intrinsically unfair. I am jonesing to appear before the committee and clarify this matter. But while we're there, we need to talk about who wiretapped Donald Trump using this Russian thing as their rationale, their phony rationale. They have no evidence. This treasure trove of Guccifer 2 was dropped on me to elicit this headline. Trump associate admits communication with Russian hacker. Misleading. Salacious. Not factual.
Well, let me just stop you, though, because this is so crystal clear. They were in the New York Times four times the week of the inauguration, on the day of the inauguration, naming you, saying we have transcripts of you and Flynn talking to the Russians. You get on live camera with us. You say this is insane. Live, you say, how dare them, that they need to release these transcripts. Then I've never talked to any Russians. Then they come out months later and go, okay, there's no evidence of them talking to Russians. The House Intelligence Committee head Nunes says there's nothing in the transcripts. There's literally not even phone calls with Roger Stone or any of these people. And so then they go, oh, there's never been any wiretapping. There's never been any intercepts. They're insane. Impeach Trump. We never wiretapped any of these people. I mean, they act like we're morons. And now, I want you to speak to that. And now, we get the documents from former Sheriff Arpaio's task force. This has all been in federal court. The feds have had this for 2 years. They've been challenged. It's all been, secret. But now it's coming out. NSA documents prove surveillance of Donald Trump and his family going back with Obama 8 years. Oh, and guess who else is in there? Alex Jones. So they say they've never spied on anybody, Roger Stone. New York Times admits CIA affirms it spied on the Senate Intelligence Panel. They admit that this very program called Dragnet was used on over 1 million Americans. Well, now we have the Dragnet interface, the Dragnet entries, and we've also got a bunch of the raw front page files given to us by law enforcement that show it. And notice, how big is it, Roger? You can tweet an hour later, it's national news. Me too. They are dead silent on this, even though DrudgeReport.com has it linked right dead center since yesterday afternoon. What's that tell you?
Let's be very clear that these are related issues. The timeline you just went through.
Oh, it's all together. It's the same thing.
Exactly. But here's the important to realize. As soon as Donald Trump tweeted on his personal Twitter feed that he had been wiretapped, the intelligence agency's rap changed overnight to "we have no evidence." Up till then, they had all kinds of secret evidence, as they kept telling the New York Times. They're busted. They're caught. They want this all to go away.
Think about it. They're saying they're going to impeach Trump. This is unbelievable. Talk about over-the-top con game gaslighting. They're going to impeach Trump when they're saying we were surveilling your people and have proof. He says that's a leak. You shouldn't talk about intelligence. They're caught. So then they turn around and say, oh, we were never surveilling. You're insane, when we have thousands of newspaper headlines and them saying it on TV. Sorry, go ahead.
Let me speak specifically to this groundbreaking story by Jerry Corsi today about widespread spying. Put aside Sheriff Joe for a moment. We now know from these documents that through a program of wide data collection, that Donald Trump's home phone number in his New York apartment was being monitored. His office phone number at Trump Tower was being monitored. His cell phones were being monitored. The number in his private apartment in Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach.
And by the way, these are numbers all known to us, you and I, so we know these are the real numbers.
And then the numbers at his various resorts where he would go to play golf. All of them had been monitored. All of them had been compromised. They had begun this under President Bush. But here is the key. The program, which had several different iterations of code names. Trump, I think his data was swept up under a task force called Sidewinder, that monitoring, that surveillance, continued into the Obama administration. So the question becomes not when did it start. The real question is, when did it stop, or did it stop? I still believe that Judge Napolitano is absolutely right that the piece pertaining to Trump was probably done by the Brits. They're the cutout. Their denial today is what they're supposed to be saying as the cutout. This is how intelligence works. So in order to be able to say we didn't do this with a straight face, they franchise it out to the Brits. Trust me, we've done the same for them in other jurisdictions.
And that's how this works. Well, I've been butting in here because this is all interconnected. It's incredible to see my name in here, my old private office that we had to get out of because of people starting to surveil it, just all sorts of things going on. And then to know these are real and to see them not even responding, Roger. I mean, I had investigators calling me last week saying, is this your old cell phone number? Yes, your private one. Is this where you had your private office? Yes. Is this where you used to live? Yes. Is this your family's phone number? Yes. Is this where you also, I mean, they had me surveilled all over the place. And again, let's remember, because Trump was against the Iraq war. He was talking about running against George W. Bush in 2004. So they're surveilling him. It continues under Obama. And this is incredible. So here it is. Proof Obama was surveilling him a lot longer than we thought. And just zero coverage because they don't know what to do. So it's key that the listeners get this out if they want to defeat the globalists. Roger Stone.
You know, Alex, the truth is in 2000, when I was the chairman of Donald Trump's Presidential Exploratory Committee, I kept finding an enormous amount of our intended documents, not documents, but information contained in our proprietary online material in the media, constantly in the media. I suspect that even then, surveillance. We went so far as to have hotel rooms or one of the sections of Mar-a-Lago swept. This was in 2000. So I have always seen this danger. This is bigger than Watergate. This will ultimately bring the criminals down. Sean Spicer and Reince Priebus don't have the belly for this fight. They're saying, oh, Mr. President, walk it back, apologize.
Sure, they tried to walk it back and said he walked it back to the British. He said, no, I didn't, because it's known they spy on us to get around the law. We spy on them. It's an agreement that's admitted.
Well, and his joke at the swearing-in of Merkel tells you what he thinks. What did he say? One thing that Chancellor Merkel and I have in common is we've both been wiretapped by Barack Obama, right on the money.
That's right, Roger. I know you've got to go very, very soon for more interviews. Thank you for the exclusive. As you know more, you're going to be popping in at, 1:30 Central, and that's 2:30 Eastern, correct?
Yes, we have a couple of camera crews that we have at bay from the local affiliates. And I want to make clear to them, just as I make clear to the InfoWars family, I am ready to testify. Bring it.
Again, total made-up crap bull.
This is a fraud. This is a hit job. The facts, the timeline, and the content will prove that there was no Russian collusion.
All right. Thank you so much, Roger. Be safe, because I wanted to say this. You know, They're going to try to kill you before these hearings. They're trying to kill you. You need real security. I've got people ready to come in from Florida if you need help. So let's talk. God bless you. This is serious, folks.
We're on
this
the
isn't
march.
Drama.
The Empire.
Roger, you want to come
run.
Back and say two more things? You got to go. You got to go with the
Jones
camera, Chris.
And the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you. Be safe, man. Be safe.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It just went live. Bombshell, Obama's NSA illegally spied on Sheriff Arpaio's prosecution. They've got the documents, the surveillance, Arpaio's house, his office, all of it spied on and used in the federal court. Again, Sheriff Arpaio, they're trying to put in prison. Wow. Former federal officer, long-serving, decorated sheriff, patriot. Obama trying to put him in prison, using the spy grid to try to make up garbage. And guess who else is in the database? Yours truly. Isn't that just special? Yeah, I guess there's a who's who of the patriots in there. Kind of want to get on that list, don't you? And yes, ladies and gentlemen, criminals in this government that have hijacked it at many levels think they own you and your family. From their perspective, they can try to claim that what Detective Zula and what Arpaio and others are putting out, you know, was illegal because it's secret. This was all brought to them years ago in federal court. They ignored it. And this is only started coming after Arpaio even harder because they knew he had the whistleblower that had all this information. Now, we're going to have, in just a moment, joining us, Dr. Corsi. Then we have the detective joining us as well, who just does this of his own accord. Great patriot, been through a lot. Mike Zullo. So he's coming up at the start of the next hour. Then David Horowitz is coming on. He's talking about the sellout to the Islamicists. And then Roger Stone is popping back in. Then David Knight will host the fourth hour with a lot of the latest, obviously, from the Comey hearings that are ongoing. And I'm going to get to the Comey hearings and some other clips here in just a moment. Before I go any further, I get in such heated focus going after these people on air that I skip network breaks. I don't even plug hardly. And we need to be able to expand in the face of this, not just stay the same size. But they're doing all sorts of things to govern us back, to strangle us, our reach, to block our sponsorships that we do have. So I moved away from sponsors years ago because they can be gotten after, threatened. I mean, I'd have an event with Willie Nelson for veterans, you know, and firefighters, exposing that the government was working with Islam in 9/11. They bomb threat it and they shut it down. This is the stuff you deal with. So we direct sell high quality products to you to fund our operation. So we've got the best water filtration systems, the widest selection. We have the best new nanotech, but also Kevlar patented body armor at the lowest prices out there. And folks know we're under attack. That's how we're able to get exclusives on Citizens, Nanotech, and Defender Kevlar for rifles and handguns that nobody else can get. I mean, we're the exclusive when it comes to the nanotech because people know inside these groups and development groups what's really going on, how the cow ate the cabbage. So the great thing is when the enemy closes doors, other doors open. But believe me, they put a knot on our head lately. They've certainly been having an effect, and I get so heated, I don't even do the plugging I should do to fund ourselves to begin with. So you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and you need to order high-quality products. We're doing 30% off the highest quality My Patriot Supply foods, the private label InfoWars Select. It's their whole line of foods. It's super high quality, made in America, produced fresh. 30 to 40% off, excuse me. We used to do this only once a year, but with North Korea threatening to nuke the United States and all the craziness going on, this is insurance you can eat, and with the inflation that's obviously going to happen, just the way the world works, especially as the economy heats back up and you get a job, this is the kind of insurance you can eat if things go south, if they kill Trump, whatever happens. I think now it's more important than ever to have storable food. 30 to 40% off. We're only doing this for 2 days. We're going to end the sale today on Super Male Vitality, 30% off as well. Whether it's a Trump Pence 2020 shirt, everybody should wear these shirts at least once a week out with their family because Trump is just an absolute crusader for freedom. He's got such strength. He's so honorable. He's doing such a good job for the people. I don't mean to gush, but I just tell the truth. He's just a champion. And they're trying to pull him down right now with these lies about Russian connections and fake Gallup polls. He's down to 37%. When I look at the big corporate polls, the internal internet polls show he's at about 65%. He's super popular right now, except with weak-minded people. Just like I told you during the election, he had way better polls than they were showing. It wasn't hard. The methodology is they add 10 to 15 to 20 to 40-plus points in some of these polls against Trump. Go look at the methodology on the new Gallup poll. It's the demographics and the phone numbers they're calling. They've gotten past results from them, and they're people that do polls. So it's totally skewed to look like we can bring down the president, to make it look like the globalists can destroy him. So the president needs your prayers and support, and the outlets fighting for the president. I mean, we are openly listed by Media Matters and other groups to be destroyed and brought down. Remember Cass Sunstein? I was reminded of that when he first got in under Obama eight years ago. He said, we're going to infiltrate the media and destroy him. We're going to oppose his liberty groups and cause infighting. And we're going to put taxes on, quote, conspiracy theories and questioning the government. We're going to go after, quote, fake news. They're doing it now. Anything that's real, they call fake. Notice they will not respond, ladies and gentlemen, close to 24 hours in from the top link, top left-hand side of Drudge Yesterday, now right in the middle column on drudgereport.com. NSA documents prove surveillance of Donald Trump and his family. Bombshell discovery shows targets of NSA Project Dragnet. Who else is going to bring you this information? Nobody. And quite frankly, I don't get off on the fact that Trump comes out and says, you watch next week, the evidence of the wiretap is going to come out by Obama against American citizens and And I started getting phone calls. Is this your old cell phone number? Is this your old office number? I'm like, yeah. They're like, well, get ready. You're in an NSA database that shows you've been under heavy surveillance with the president, with Arpaio, and others. It gets put out. This is from Sheriff Arpaio's investigations. This has been in federal court, by the way, for 2 years. And nothing. Silence. And that's when you know you got big, 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 big information. Is when the corporate press doesn't even attack it, doesn't even spin it. Now, they're sitting around figuring out how to punch holes in it. But we've got them admitting the parallel construction in Reuters and AP. We've got them admitting that they were already targeting their political enemies. Remember? Roger Stone had a FISA open on him. They said they were surveilling Trump. And they said, oh, no, we weren't. When it turned out there was nothing there, and he pointed out, you just leaked that you had me under surveillance. He's got them either way. He's got them that they leak surveillance. Turns out, though, there's nothing in the surveillance. So what do they say? We didn't surveil anybody, even though they were in thousands of headlines from the New York Times, the Washington Post. We found one writer, Rosenberg, four times the week of January 20th. Four times. Saying this. And, of course, we pointed out, and then CNN goes, oh, my God, Alex Jones is so crazy. He put this out, and then Trump picks it up and tweeted it. No, he didn't. That's one thing Trump doesn't do is a lot of screenshots of headlines. He should have done that in his tweets or had a link to WhiteHouse.gov where he puts his own articles, where he shows, because they just say, oh, he's crazy. See his tweet? Where's the proof? In some lawyer game, like the tweet itself is the compendium of information. This is so huge. You've got to go to drudgereport.com. You've got to get it out to everyone you know. You've got to go to Infowars.com and get the new article that just broke 15 minutes ago. Yeah, Matthew Rosenberg. Obama. Obama's NSA illegally spied on Sheriff Arpaio's prosecution. Draw parallels to Obama's wiretapping of Trump. Absolutely. And that's actually Corsi's note. We're moving so fast here on the deal. My note back to him that I wanted to add a section to it about tying it to that it's all part of the larger Dragnet operation. And also we have a new operation we've learned of. We're going to be giving you more in the next few days, Operation Sidewinder. So they brag everybody's under surveillance. Trump speaks out against it. And they go, you're insane. There's no such thing. Just like they say, you can keep your doctor. Obamacare's free. You didn't build that business. Somebody else did it. I never said that, Obama. I never said you keep your doctor. I never said you didn't build your business. Gruber, thank God the public's so dumb. Remember him? And Trump is so responsive. I told the audience 2 weeks ago, tweet at Trump. Tell him to bring up Gruber again to remind folks about health care and how they're scamming us. Trump does it. He's responsive, folks. He's listening to you, not just me. We're going to Dr. Corsi right now, but this story is so important. Up on Infowars.com. We've got a link to the story that's linked on DrudgeReport.com. But I got to tell you, who's the only other big outlet that isn't cowardly or who isn't so competitive they won't give another news organization attention? I could care less about getting this scoop for myself. For the country, I totally care. I would love it if it was Breitbart or WorldNet Daily. I would love it. Okay? I'm not competitive with other news outlets. I want to defeat the globalist. I'm in a total war, a death battle, as they call it. I said 6 months ago, it's a death battle. Now they use that term. They go, we're in a death battle with Trump and the nationalist. Yes, they're not going to back off. They're not going to let us operate and live, folks, politically. They mean business. They think that we're winning. They're panicked. We're now seeing their full attack. We break them now. We break them for a long time. This is the critical juncture. So let's recap what happened yesterday. Let's recap what happened yesterday and recap that, to give them credit, Newsmax and Larry Klayman, who's been at the center of this, I'm going to get Klayman on as soon as possible, they're the ones that got the documents, and then they were able to interface them with Arpaio that show all this, but they've got a report on the whistleblower himself. It's like another Snowden. He was a contractor. So I need that info. I had it last night. I need it. If you don't know where it is, just go to yesterday's interview with Zulo. He talks about it in the first 2 minutes. I need it bad. Uber bad. Now, going to Dr. Corsi, formerly of World Net Daily, great outfit as well, three-time number one New York Times bestseller, author, award-winning investigative journalist, Harvard expert, of course, on finance and more, the State Department, anti-terrorism. We'll just leave it at that. Dr. Corsi, I've never, in my 22 years, I've never been such a whirlwind of breaking info. In the real media, this is a firestorm, but outside of it, zero crickets.
Well, first of all, what we did last night in terms of showing that Donald Trump was wiretapped starting in 2004 and producing that evidence has gone viral. Now, the mainstream media, I think, is really at a loss for how to respond to this because it beats their narrative. The phone numbers on that list are authentic. There are phone numbers, including Donald Trump's cell phone, his employees, his family. His wife was being wiretapped. This all comes from Operation Dragnet, which was an NSA operation. I think it's still probably going on. I don't know if they ever really ended it. And it ends, you know, Comey is sitting in front of the House Intelligence Committee parsing words. He's saying, I don't have any evidence that Obama ordered the wiretapping. Well, the point is, under the law, the president doesn't order the wiretapping. If somebody had asked Comey, FBI director, well, in fact, was Donald Trump wiretapped in this period of time? Comey'd have to say, yes, of course. You didn't ask me that question. You just asked me if Obama ordered it. Well, you know, Obama not ordering it is kind of like the Watergate defense when Richard Nixon said, I didn't order the break-in. You know, he still was impeached because he was in the process of being impeached because he, you know, did not and would not fess up to his responsibility for encouraging his operatives to wiretap.
That's right. Let's be clear. That's key. The Republicans and Democrats are all out to get Trump up there. They're all parsing words and prescriptive stuff with Comey. It's totally clear, giving him the softball questions to get out of the, answering truthfully.
Yeah, and it's truthfully disinformation because Comey knows that Trump was wiretapped and extensively since 2004, that it went on during the Obama administration. We have no indication it ever quit. Now that we have Trump's cell phone numbers, his family numbers, his employee numbers, all these different locations, it's a farce. And Comey knows it's a farce. But what they won't do is they won't expose the fact there's massive illegal activity that's been going on in the NSA and in the Department of Justice over wiretapping and other surveillance of individual Americans, millions and millions, with the data collected, not just metadata, but the data collected of conversations, emails, financial records, credit card records.
Sure, and let me expose this as well. Newsmax, Larry Klayman. Nunes must ask FBI's Comey about Montgomery mass surveillance case. That's what was brought to Arpaio and others. That's where the documents come from. We've checked the numbers, checked it all. It is an NSA system similar to the ones they're using in the DEA with access to the NSA database. That all came out in the parallel structuring cases where they are pretending like they're not illegally spying via the NSA and then going and parallel construction, creating new fake cases based on the illegally obtained surveillance. We're going to link to this Newsmax story in our article as well. But this is so huge that, again, they would say they're surveilling Trump and have the proof. Trump goes, well, it's illegal to say you had that. He has them. Dead to rights, it's felonies. Those felony leaks, and they've asked those questions today, and the NSA director admitted that. That's very serious. Then they turn around and say, okay, we never had the evidence, plus we weren't surveilling, you're crazy. And then the media acts like Trump's been caught in something. It's insane.
And also, look, what we have on today, the new article we just broke, where we have, in fact, today we're able to publish the phone numbers and the IP addresses because this document was made public in a federal court. And by the way, no one in the federal government's ever come by to repudiate this. It's been offered, say, please prove this is false. They haven't done it. They haven't done it with the database from Montgomery that we revealed yesterday. Now, what this shows is the Department of Justice, when they were prosecuting Sheriff Arpaio, were also wiretapping and talking to the judge. Department of Justice was calling and speaking with Judge Murray Snow, was the judge who was put in to handle the case, even though he'd made very derogatory statements.
Now, let's talk about how Arpaio got this information.
Well, again, this is all was created. What they did is they asked Montgomery to basically reconstruct, go in and reconstruct what was happening in the case. And this was put together by the same whistleblower who said, you want to know what's happening? The DOJ is talking to the judge. Here are the phone numbers that are being used. You can see the phone numbers from Washington calling the Department of Justice into the judge's office. But I defy anybody to show those aren't the right numbers. And then you've got the IP addresses. You've got the Department of Justice put on wiretap number 56990-34, block 602-920-4000. Well, that's Arpaio's phone numbers right there. And then they breach all domains and subdomains of Maricopa government with Maricopa County government, the sheriff's office, and you've got the IP addresses, 1.5.42.184.18. Now, this information has been available. Well, we're the first to really publish it. Been introduced in federal court, and the Department of Justice and the NSA have never come back and said this is not true. And what it shows is that while the Department of Justice, and by the way, this prosecution was brought by Tom Perez, who's a La Raza operative.
So we've got La Raza operatives basically tied into this whole situation, NSA databases, you name it. Imagine what Hitler would have done with this type of technology. Stay there, Doc. Doc, we got to go to break. We'll be right back. I don't think you can hear me. We'll be right back with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Tell everybody you know to tune in. They don't want you to hear this.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
As far as wiretapping, I guess, by, you know, this past administration, at least we have something in common, perhaps.
That's right. Obama ordered tapping of her personally, her personal phone, her home, all of it. No one ever taps anybody. This is like living in a lunatic asylum with this paradox of we're informed, we know what's going on. Thousands of articles admitting Trump was being surveilled, the documents he was being surveilled to the back to the first year Obama was in office. And they're doing all this, and they're just acting like none of it's happening and saying we're insane. The audience is really informed, okay? So I'm going to ask Dr. Corsi, what do you think we do? I mean, obviously, Drudge is linked to the story. Second biggest site in the world, largest news site in the world. Okay, then that came out last week. It's the second biggest website in the world after MSM. And he's linked to it. Millions have already read it. I looked, there's over a million as of this morning have gone on the story and read it. Nowhere in the news. Normally, you know, they analyze everything we say, everything we do. They will not touch it with a 10-foot pole because they know this has been in federal court. They know the feds have admitted in federal court these are real. And they said no. Okay, because we talked to the investigators that were involved. So that we have got them with their pants down around their ankles, hand in the cookie jar. And or it's like walking on a guy on top of your wife, butt naked. And I mean, they're just saying, this is not what it looks like. This is not what's happening. Like, I'll go further. It's like your wife gets pregnant and has the guy's kid. I mean, and he's saying, you know, this isn't my kid. Dr. Corsi, what do you make of this? This is just unbelievable.
Well, I think, first of all, the mainstream media does not know how to handle this information. We're publishing it. And if it's been out there in federal court. It's, you know, especially today with this timeline of intervening and judge tampering with the DOJ, wiretapping Sheriff O'Connell.
Unbelievable.
While the court was going on, Tom Perez was behind this case in the Department of Labor. He's now head of the DNC. He's the guy they just elected the head of the DNC. He's La Raza. He went after Arpaio. And while he was there, he and Eric Holder, they spoke to the judges. They wiretapped the judges. They were wiretapped calling the judges. The NSA came in. We've even got the wiretap number. We've got the verification that was set on Sheriff Arpaio's cell phones and his other office phones. We've got the IP addresses for the Maricopa County Sheriff's Department office. Now, this was not true. Certainly, in the last several years, the federal government would have come out and repudiated all this. They haven't. You know, we begged them, say, if this is not true, prove it's wrong. But they got to prove it's wrong.
And by the way, we got permission from Arpaio. We're getting some feedback there. We got some permission from Arpaio to be able to put this out. This is his home numbers, office numbers, family, IP addresses. This is Arpaio's stuff. And this is what he was being surveilled in the case. You talk about illegal on so many fronts. This is bombshell. I don't know how they're going to ignore this. And Arpaio can certainly sue over all this. They're trying to put him in prison right now for contempt.
And I think what we've been doing, I've been making sure the White House has been informed of this every step of the way. The White House has seen Trump's phone numbers that are on the operation.
Now, let's be clear. Before we ever published, you called, they checked, the president was shown. He's like, yeah, that's my numbers. I mean, I know. I've got all three of these numbers.
And we're going to make sure they see, you know, the article of the day. I'm going to make sure they see the timelines, make sure they have all in the White House, make sure the top aides have seen all this. And then we're talking with Congress, key members of Congress, to make sure this gets in front of congressional investigations. And finally, it's got to get to Jeff Sessions, the attorney general. So, you know, Sheriff Arpaio has said over and over again, he wants to come and testify in Congress. He wants to share this information with the Department of Justice. And all the Department of Justice does, all the FBI does, is stonewall. They send Comey up there, and Comey says, there's no evidence that President Obama...
Sure, but the problem is, they all brag they were spying on Trump. We got him on TV and in print. And then now they're trying to back off of that. We'll be back in 70 seconds with Dr. Corsi. And we have the detective coming on with all this. This is huge, folks. If you get this out, it is a major blow against the enemy. It's up to you. Get the articles. Get the articles out. Get the articles out in InfoWars.com.
Are you putting your money into an IRA?